Well, here I sit considering what it would take to make a living. These words should take on a whole new meaning at this point, making a living. Do we live? Do any of you live? Or are you just getting by? Are you servicing the institutions? Really, what does it mean to make a living? As we look out today, we see that, well, living has taken on a whole new term because, well, they're trying to kill us all off. So how do we make a living? What is living? What is life? What is fulfilling life? These are questions that we all must ask. Living for me is having a fulfilled life, having incidences of meaning within my life. Now, I've often wondered what my place was in this whole mess we call the truth movement. And wondered why I have been placed here. Why is it that some overwhelming force in the universe decided to put me in front of you? And then what am I supposed to do to fulfill this? Well, I've definitely come to notice that I have, well, a different belief system than most that I encounter. And most of this belief system has been generated through synchronistic events that have brought me forward, brought me to new understandings, and brought me to you. And for me, these synchronistic events were far too miraculous to be simple coincidences. So I feel that the universe has set me up to put me here in front of you, and my purpose being to express a spirituality that exists without biblical study, that exists with a God that has nothing to do with a book. Because I certainly feel that there is a divine force guiding my life. So as I try to make a living, this is the force that I want to follow. If I were to follow the common script, if I were to try and make a living in this world today, then I would do like my father, go out and build nukes. There seems to be money in that. Or I'd join some corporation so that I could further destroy the world and life on it. I could go join the family of Walmart. Or do they call their family associates? I could go get a job with some corporation so that there I can make the money I need to eat. But I'm not willing to do any of that. I have too much integrity to serve these corporations. I have too much integrity to build killing machines so that I might eat. So what happens to me? I go hungry, right? Making a living. Well, that is the agenda for us all, is it not? We're all being pushed into deciding what to do to make a living. And many of us will fall short of our own integrity to eat. And I understand that. I understand the animalistic needs. And when your conscience stands in the way of your animalistic needs, your consciousness stands in the way of joining corporations, building nuclear missiles, doing whatever it is to make a dime. I mean, you consider the day of the pet rock, the day of the slinky, the day of coming up with that great invention that brings you all kinds of money for what? For what? For what? A pet rock? I mean, obviously that worked for him, didn't it? But that's not the system of now. That is not where we're at. And those type of thinkings have to go away. And yet again, we sit here and we see people that are building up their game plan, trying to figure out how to make a million, how to make it in this world. And you pretty much have to put your consciousness, or your conscience, aside in order to achieve some sort of real-world goal. There are those of us who are becoming awake and aware of everything that's going on around us. We see it all as illusion. We see it all as a game plan, an agenda that is heading towards something. And we know that we are not included. We can see that the current system of overgrowth, the system that creates slinkies and pet rocks, is falling quickly away. And we need to find a solution. Their solution, those that are in charge of the world, is to just simply kill you all off. No worries there, for them anyway. They know that this system as it stands can no longer stand, and it needs to be radically changed. And we're not included in that agenda. So where do we go to make a living? What do we sacrifice to make a living? Can we just ignore the fact that children of tomorrow are going to suffer because we wanted to make a living today? That seems to be the common thread. That seems to be the way people are going. What is it that's going to spur you to action? Are you going to wait until they drop the next bomb? Are you going to wait until the agenda pushes you forward? Because that's what they're expecting. That's what they're waiting on. They know you're not going to make any moves. We don't even know what moves to make, do we? Erasing the past. Erasing everything that we know. Well, guess what? That's happening anyway. Now, many of you have signed contracts, signed leases, signed debtors' payments up till 2020 or beyond. And so you keep this agenda going because you believe that it's going to be the same 10 years down the road. And this is obviously not the truth. I expect this week to be quite interesting. I wonder what's going to occur. Obama coming into his inauguration next Tuesday. Should be curious this week. I wonder what's in line for us. What's in store? What are they planning to do? I don't know. I really don't. This whole thing has gone out of control. I see the end game, as Alex Jones would put it, and that's quite obvious. That they no longer need us, and they now have a global self-sustaining system that's able to take care of itself without us, and they have no more needs of Slinkies or Rubik's Cubes. That was the day of yesteryear. So you're afraid to let go. You're afraid to move. Afraid to change. And they're counting on that. And I fully understand it. Problem is, that's all illusion. There actually is a divine force out there that will guide you, carry you forth, and lead you forward. And it was in this force that we could find our true potential, our true fulfilling life, making a living. To live. Do you want to feel fulfilled? Do you want to feel like you are making positive change in the world? Do you want to feel as if your life has purpose? Well, you're going to have to step outside of your box. You're going to have to challenge yourself. You're going to have to say, hey, look, this whole system is crumbling around me, and it's a guided, controlled demolition of the world. And I'm not going to take it anymore. So if you're willing to accept that, if you're really willing to take in all the negative knowledge that we have been given, then there comes a point where you need to just set that negative knowledge aside, accept it as fact, say, okay, I see it, I know. I know Barack Obama is not bringing change. I know that, well, the change he is bringing is going to be horrifying. And I know that there is a large-scale Hollywood production going on a global scale. That everything being done right now is a means to an end. And once you accept this, then you can turn at this point and say, all right, what do I do now? And many people are asking that question right now. What do I do now? And the answer comes to follow your heart. And at this point, you will feel so fulfilled. You will feel so positive that you are making the right choice. You'll have goosebumps. You'll have a life worth living. And you will feel like you are making a living, even if you're not making money. We all know that money is false. We know it's just a false paradigm. The fractional banking has been crafted by the Templars, and it goes back further and further. We know that the government today is corrupt. We know that the people that are in charge are corrupt. We know that if you get to the top of business, you are corrupt, because it is a psychopathic world out there right now. But there are way more of us than there are of them. Problem is, we're not psychopaths. We can hardly compete. But this is what they want to create of you as a psychopath, and then they constantly drill this into your head, condition it, program you into being a psychopathic villain, and call it heroism. Is it really heroic to go out and murder, kill, destroy? No. You know what's a hero? One that goes out and does it differently. One that takes this and moves on his own beliefs and his own system of knowledge. I've made this choice many times, and currently have been drawn back into the real world, which I guess somewhat bothers me. But I was asked to come. I was asked to fulfill my purpose, which is to attempt to prove to you that there is more on planet Earth than the simple mechanizations of these evil oligarchies, that there is a divine force that exists, and it's external to the Bible. The Bible itself is another controlling mechanism that can no longer be believed. We know it's been altered and altered and altered. And when people speak of God, they are always speaking of a biblical God. They are speaking of this evil being, Yahweh, that was willing to kill, rape, murder, torture for gold and land. Doesn't seem much different than the evil oligarchy. I can't get oligarchy out of my mouth today. That rules us today. But people have been generationally conditioned repetitively to believe in this, and now it is being used against you. And if anyone ever speaks of God, they can only reference the God of the Bible. I've been guided on a path that has shown me God. I've been guided on a path that has shown me miracles. And so this is part of my belief system because, well, it's been empirical data in my life. I know it to be true. I see it over and over again, and I'm constantly waiting for this next miracle to drop. If you could wrap your head around that one, we have a chance. This is our one and only chance, as far as I can tell, and this is the one and only reason that God has asked me to come speak to you. Now, if I had a simple agenda, if I were a fundamental Christian or a constitutionalist, either one of these agendas would be very easy for me to fulfill. Any system that's set up in that way would be very easy for me to market myself, move myself forward. I mean, hell, if I were fundamental Christian, I could easily prove Satan rules this planet, and I could easily have a bunch of people sending me money. You know, I am a registered reverend. Call me Reverend Freeman. Pretty soon to be the Dr. Reverend Freeman of the Church of Universal Life and Truth. But I don't get paid as a reverend, and I don't have a tax-free status like a reverend. What I have is my voice in you. And I'm not making a living. I'm here fighting as a warrior with my thoughts and my heart and my voice. Because I know that the only revolution that's going to change anything is going to be a revolution of our mind. An evolution of our mind. A revolution of our thinking. We must change our reason to be. We must find a new reason to exist. And right now, the challenge before you is to believe in miracles. That's not an easy thing to do when you're stuck in the real world, because the real world's going to totally turn you away from any type of that type of thinking. It's going to turn you away from all of this miraculous nature. It's only when you break out of the bonds of the current paradigm that you start to discover miracles. They are few and far between when you're inside the real world, when you're staring down the gullet of a debt hole. No, you won't find it that way, because your brain will continually defeat you with negative responses. It will continually tell you that these things are impossible, because you're being conditioned to believe that. And you're being conditioned to believe that the only frontal attack that you can take is violence. Where are the steps that lead you away from all of this? Where are the steps that lead you to a miraculous nature of life? Well, they're right there in your heart. And this seems to be my purpose, is to lead you to understanding the manifestation of the divine force. This is all I can see as my purpose, because, well, I wasn't guided to believe in a Christ. I wasn't guided to believe in the Bible, the Constitution, law, military, any of this. I have had a life of miracles. And so, what more can I do but to come and tell you that this is all valid, that this is true, that if you really make the choice, and if the more and more of you make the choice to follow this miraculous manifestation, then more and more of you will start to alter your consciousness, which will alter the world. Now, there are people all over this planet listening to broadcasts such as these, and they're starting to recognize that there are many of us out here thinking along these lines. There are many of us that believe in more than just simple third-dimensional mechanizations. And so we have to be an inspiration to others, and we have to start to show our divine ideals. We have to begin to refuse to serve. Can we do it? Can you quit your job? Could you walk away from what all you have right now and start all over? Well, be quite honest, I don't have a whole lot of hope in that. I don't see it happening. I don't see people, those that have been becoming awake and aware, don't have the rest of this knowledge. They don't have the piece of the puzzle missing, which is the rainbow trail, as I could maybe call it. Because this knowledge has not been fed to you, it has not been given to you, and therefore you are now existing in a paradigm with no hope. The forces against you seem to be overwhelming. What will it take? What will it take to cause action? Now, I'd like to get back out, start touring, telling people again of this miraculous nature and experiencing it again. Because I can see how dull this reality is. It leads you nowhere, it guides you nowhere, it gives you no hope. And you can continue to chase that pipe dream of becoming a millionaire, as if that meant anything these days. You can continue to chase the pipe dream of your business schemes, and just watch as everything goes straight to hell. Or you can start to let go of this, you can start to seek a new paradigm and change things. It is only your consciousness that's going to change things, not your actions. Your actions will come from your change in consciousness. Your very beliefs will alter your actions. Let's go to a little music. How about that?
Thank you.
we all did quit our jobs, it would become very apparent very quickly what is necessary. Food. Food would be the first source, first answer, first thing we would have to consider. It would not take long at all before we recognize that this was a prime agenda for us, the humans of planet Earth. Because right now, you go out there, you quit your job, you try to find yourself a life out there, and you're going to find that you're at the mercy of those that control the food. And of course, the food is all just horrendous at this point. So very quickly, people would start to notice, well, hey, you know what? We got to start growing a garden. We better start getting our water systems in place, our energy systems in place. It wouldn't take too long before humans realized that they needed other humans. But the current system that we exist under makes you think that you can be isolated and get along. And this is where we get such a psychopathic nature to our system. You cannot exist alone. It is a physical impossibility, but money makes it appear that way. And of course, money is the very thing leading you astray. It's the very thing leading you from living, from making a living. It's funny that we equate making a living with making money. There's no living going on out there. You're all just serving the agenda. I don't think my words alone. Well, that's not exactly true. My words alone have led a number of people to quitting their jobs. And then they write me and say, hey, Freeman, quit my job. It's wonderful. Now what? Now what indeed? Well, you have to start reconditioning your brain, start to realize that there's more going on here than these plans that you've had. That there are other plans in works, and that there are other beings involved. There's much more to the story of planet Earth than we all know. Unfortunately, when people start to turn to spirituality, they always have to turn to one religion or another instead of crafting their own. I believe in crafting our own. So I found that my position is one of trying to unify the rainbow thoughts with the truther thoughts. Trying to show those that are trying to make change that they also need to look to the miraculous. They need to look to changes in their own belief systems, their own structures. Is pretty much when people reject religion, which many truthers are now doing, then they believe that they are atheists, or at best agnostic. You don't have to go to that route. You can find a divine source. You can be led by this divine source, and life takes on a whole new meaning. Now, are you ready to sacrifice yourself? I hear many of you out there ready to kill, maim, destroy for your beliefs. You're ready to take up arms, keep your guns and your Second Amendment, and go out and kill. But I don't hear any of you willing to just simply stop. And the real system that has you ensnared keeps you there because you believe that, well, if I quit my job, others are going to continue the system and then I just lose. And so it just goes on and on and on. As long as you're willing to believe that your actions will make no difference. I'd love to speak to the young people of this world, those that are just simply suffering through what the adults are doing to them. Because they're the ones that are going to matter. Because those in charge know that it takes one generation to just change the whole world. And so they're conditioning that young generation in so many nefarious ways. Cartoons, video games, music videos. And they know that once we all die off, chemtrails will seem completely normal. Chips will seem completely normal. All of the control mechanisms will seem completely normal. Let's take these cameras, for instance. I'm constantly listening to Patriot Radio as I drive around, and they speak about these cameras as if they were put up there for some traffic purposes, as if they were put up there to give out tickets. They're trying to sell you on the fear of this, trying to sell you some spray to put on your license plate so that you don't get a ticket. Well, how many states are actually using a camera system to ticket people? Very few. I only know of two. Now, I know those cameras have been up on the highways of Florida for quite some time, 20 years or more. There was no ticketing system along with those cameras. There was no police force. No one was thinking, oh, God, I'm going to get a ticket because I was spotted by that camera. No. There was no such system instituted, and there still isn't. 20 years of cameras, and they're not being used to ticket people. And then as I listen to these commercials, as I listen to the fear-based, get your food now, your end is here, I find it no different than what the agenda of the Illuminati is. And that's because these people believe making a living is making money. And so they're going to use neuro-linguistic programming on you. They're going to use all of the tools that the Illuminati use against you to try and take money out of your hands so that they can make money. And they'll tell you, you can survive, you can survive. Is that what you want to do, is survive? Or do you want to live? It's frustrating to me. Because now here I am on a damn radio show. I've got two radio shows now. I've got the new website, freemantv.com, up and running. I've got two more TV shows left in this season. And I have no way of making money. I don't make money doing this. I don't get paid for being on the radio. I don't get paid for doing what I am doing right now. I don't get paid for my Saturday night show. I don't get paid for the TV show. And the only reason I put DVDs up for sale on my website is because it was suggested that I do so. People wanted it. And people wanted to support me, and they wanted a method. And instead of just giving me money, they wanted a little something in return. And I can understand that. And this is the only reason you find DVDs for sale on my website. This has kind of been the way that it happened for me, you know. I came to Austin, Texas, and somebody said, hey, you should do a TV show. And I said, all right. When I started doing a TV show, I dedicated at least 12 hours a day, 2 months straight, for my very first half hour of television. I was not getting paid for this. I was not. It was just an exciting endeavor for me. It felt like life. Wow, I get to make television? Awesome. You know? I got a whole TV studio to play with. This is too much fun. Then somebody came along and said, hey, why don't you put transitions in that film? Why don't you learn to edit? Why don't you add a soundtrack? Why don't you sell this DVD? You should put your movies up on Google. And at the behest of each of these people, I did such things. And it came nearly phenomenal. I couldn't believe the amount of response that I was receiving. It was quite an amazing trip. But I don't get paid for it. And so what am I to do? Am I supposed to go and look for sponsors so that you guys get to listen to more of these negative ads about how the Illuminati are going to kill you all and you can buy some seeds or gold or guns or pepper spray? Listening to those commercials around Christmas was just ludicrous. I could just see the Christmas gift now. Here it is. Here you go, honey. I got you a copy of Endgame and some pepper spray. Aren't you going to be happy? Oh, lordy, lordy, you know? That's just it. There's no positive message coming out through this truth movement that doesn't require a religious belief. And so I try to offer you that. I'm trying to offer you a solution that's outside of both of these institutions of politics and religion. I'm trying to offer you a solution that's straight from your own heart and is right there, ready for you to access. Requires no reading, no effort, no nothing, except for the belief in this divine force. How are we going to get there, folks? I mean, that's really what we're all asking, isn't it? We're looking at this world and we're going, okay, I'm willing to sacrifice my life for my children so that they can live in a better world. But you're not willing to sacrifice your livelihood. And that's the moment it's going to take. It's going to take all of you turning off your televisions, walking outside, and spending every day as if it were Saturday and being all right with that. This work ethic has been programmed into you. The clock that is used to denote your hours of work has all been handed to you. All of this is a total fraud. And once you step out of that, you'll find that to be true. Time is not linear. Time has many different ways of flowing. We know this to be true because we get bored and time goes slow. We get excited, time goes fast. You get in a dream state, time goes quick. Time is not a linear thing. It's not something that just ticks off like we have the belief system as it is. Yeah, the sun has a particular cycle it goes through, but that's all scientifically regulated. It's not the same as your own internal regulations. It's not real. So if you all were willing to step out, to quit, and say, I'm not serving this system anymore, your lives would completely alter, because not only would your space alter, but your time as well. Everything in front of you would be different. And you would be making one grand step to making the world a better place for your children and the children to come. Because you would all of a sudden recognize what it really is to be human. And it would be easy. And you would see that people would start forming collectives together to do what is necessary for the human. And I have this experience from witnessing Rainbow over the last 12 years. Or has it been 15? I don't know. What is time, right? But experience, that I know. And I've experienced what happens to humans when they come together in a situation outside of their current paradigm. And it's beautiful. It's wonderful. You can watch as people unify and become more human. Humans being, as it were. So I look and I try to figure out what it is. What is my purpose? Why have I been placed here before you? What am I to do? And how am I to do it? I want to convince you all that this is real, and I want to watch a beautiful world unfold that just melts down these concepts of New World Order, global governance, and any type of governance. Sure, tribal councils might form, community forums, whatever. We have an open forum now with the internet. Yeah, these systems have been put into place to control us. They've been put into place to be used against us, but that doesn't mean that these technologies can't quickly be turned around to serve the human. All it takes is a shift in your own consciousness as to what you want out of the world. And right now, your reason to be is to try to get up on a brother. Your reason to be is to try and make it in this world and make a living. And this is becoming more and more psychotic as we progress straight down to hell. So what are you going to do to make a living? It's funny because the answers I have no way of expressing. It's very esoteric. Because until you try it, it's not real. I could suggest doing things like going to the Rainbow Gathering to try to get an experience as to what it really means to be human. But that's not a positive outlook either. Once you get out to Rainbow, there's a lot of dangers out there, and then it also leads to this concept of only being hippy dippy, you know, only having go out and live in the woods, sit in the mud, and cook on a fire. No, that's not the reality any of us want. It's fun for a week, maybe. Some people enjoy it for a bit longer, but the human, somewhat foreign to the outside world, We are somewhat not really crafted to exist on planet Earth. We can't handle the wild. And so we craft our own environment, which is an incredible thing. And sure, a beaver might build a dam, but good God, he's not going to make a telescope. Humans are amazing creators. Our works of art, our works of music, our very ability to just mess with nature is astounding. Good God, we created glow-in-the-dark pigs that produce more glow-in-the-dark pigs. I mean, that's a truly human thing there. How astounding we are. Well, let's go to a little more of this human creation. Let's have a little more music.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
So last week at this time, I was on the Jack Blood radio show, Deadline Live on FU Radio. I'm not exactly sure right now what FU stands for. I meant to go look that up. You might check out jackblood.com to get more information on that. I had the great opportunity to steal Jack's tagline, "Be bold and mighty forces will come to your aid." And this has truly always been my belief system, even though I didn't even realize I was being bold or brave in any way. I just knew I wanted to go and explore. And it was true. Mighty forces did come to my aid. Mighty forces led me to a belief system that has me believing in the miraculous. And that can be for all of us. Now, Jack stays within the political spectrum most of the time with the show, unless he has me on, to step outside the box a little bit. And I understand this because of its marketability. And so I'm just left with the question of what is my marketability? Am I to go start the Church of Freeman so that I can be Reverend Freeman and take everyone's money because they like what I have to say as I preach to them the gospel of miraculous and divine powers working within their life, as I start to discuss and enable people through a purpose-driven life? Money is not my goal, folks. Change is my goal. Humanity, humans, being, is my goal. And pretty soon we're going to be forced into a spectrum that has us asking these very questions. What it is to be human. Pretty soon, the jobs that I'm telling you you should quit won't be there anyway. So it's your reaction that I'm trying to curtail beforehand. This was the reason I predicted 9-1-1, not to say that I was right, not to show anyone my intelligence or my knowledge. It was to curtail and change the reactions that they had when the staged event occurred. Because this is what we're dealing with. They drop a pebble in the pond and they know the way the water ripples. So now we've got this economic collapse, and that's going to be the bomb, right? I mean, like I say, this should be a very interesting week leading up to Obama's inauguration. How will you react? That is the one and only thing that matters. It would matter now if all of you started to join forces and started to leave the systems of control that you placed yourself into, and to start to find out what it means to be human and then go from there. And we have knowledge, folks. We have lots of knowledge. We're able to create the most amazing things. But our very consciousness has been shifted towards a psychopathic, dangerous, violent belief system. And so our reactions will be poor. Very little doubt in that. We can see this all over in the riots that are occurring all over. So it's up to us to try and slow that, to try and at least temper the reactions of those that are around us. And there's no doubts in my mind that things are going to get it rough. And that's why I keep saying, you know, why wait? Quit now. Pretty soon those jobs that you had won't be there. And then what? If you start now where you still have some semblance of peace, then you could start to do the things necessary to be human. And of course, step A is food. It's always that way. You get out the rainbow, that's what you see. That human civilization revolves around the kitchen. And you'll find that this very first step, the food, would be so critical to the very shift that we're looking for. Because the vibes that are put into the food, you are what you eat. And so at this moment when you start to grow this food and you start to love it and you prepare it with love and you share it with others, and then that love vibe spreads. Instead of this horrendous corporate slop that we are constantly having shoved down our throats. I love the way the corporations that make billions of dollars play upon the fact that you only have a dollar to your name.
Come eat off our dollar menu.
Oh, it's sickening. And the food is sickening. And the person that's creating it for you has no concern nor love for you whatsoever. He is doing it to make a living. Living. We are not living. And life is out there waiting for you, and you will feel so fulfilled and beautiful and wonderful that you had made this step, that you'll never understand why anyone continues in the system as it is today. That's pretty much where I'm at. I just can't understand why you guys keep doing it. But here I am, trying to do it too. I've called myself back into the real world, and I'm trying to open you up to a new paradigm, to try and salvage what we can of the planet and life and humans. They want to do it from control. I want to do it through love. We're all seeking the same end. I just want humans in charge. Well, that's about it for this episode of Radio Freeman. Please go and check out the new website, freemantv.com, because it's I think it's a winner. I'd like to hear your responses to it. I'd like to get some emails from you telling me how you like it, how you like the show, what more you would like to hear. Please feel free to write me. I may not write back, but I will read everything that comes my way. I promise you that. I try to write back, but the time is limited. Life is requiring living, and I have to live it. Just as now, I need to go get some food. And make it with love and share it with others. And that's what I do, and that's all I've ever done. My whole life has been just a series of patterns of feeding things or people. I've fed more people than I've met, I think. A lot of people that I meet along the way, they realize that, hey, you fed me in the past, because they had been to Rainbow. And there were a lot of mouths that I fed in institutions when I injected love into their food. This is the way. We all know and we understand now that life is a vibration. And if you affect this vibration, that will affect everything. So if you are out there in the corporate slop world and serving people this slop, try to invest a little time of love into the food that you're creating. Because it will cause a shift within that person. Anything that you do. But you're going to start to find much of what you do meaningless. And that's where I try to offer you this miraculous salvation, this other world that exists right here with us, but is not seen, because we are enchanted by the show that we believe is reality. So until next week, be bold, and mighty forces will come to your aid. Thanks for that, Jack. I can't help but steal that line. I love you all, and we'll just keep going. We'll keep trying, and yeah, I don't know what it's going to take, but I'm going to keep trying to seek that answer. So until then.
Thank you.